honestly, my mood has changed, so my temperament has changed.
Okay.
My name is Everson Maglo. I'm the treasurer of the Tipper Truckers Association.
So why are you in that mood?
Because I was told by the contractor of Sotredam that we should be able to pick up all our checks that is due to us. I went for it, the president and myself, and they refused to pay us the full amount of money that has been owed us.
How much money is that?
It's in the range of $250,000.
And how long has they been owing you all?
We began working with the company from February of this year.
What's the name of the company again?
Sotredam.
Sotredam, that belongs to Jack Gallican?
Jack Gallican, yes. Okay. We began working with the company at February of this year. And since then, we have not been able to get any form of payments for work done from the company. We've made several attempts. Mm-hmm. We've had several short meetings with the accountant, Mr. Pascal. And nothing has been coming out of it. We have decided today, while we are not being paid, he stopped us from working, and the project continue going. So today we've decided that we're putting a stop on the project. So we are in the tarish pit. Why the tarish pit? Because that's where the source of material coming from. It used to be public works operated. Mm-hmm. And it was handed over to the Gallican for the purpose of this project. A sad state for us, because I'm of the opinion, having an average of, let's say, $5 million in just pure tarish, material to be carried. The tarish is about $20 plus VAT. I would think it is a bright investment for public works to have invested, to put in their own equipment in the tarish pit. To make an investment, a few things has to be considered. You must have the opportunity, you must have information, and you must have cash. Public works had the opportunity because they know the project is coming. They had the information because they know how much the project was going to be, but yet still, they didn't get the cash to set them. So government turned around and gave Gallican full control of the tarish pit.
How long do you intend to continue your protest action?
When we get paid, and as I said, we get paid and we get a commitment to work side by side with the contractor.
But you were told that you're getting paid today. What happened?
I have been told on several occasions. I have seen a check, and I keep hearing government, they're waiting on check from government, they're waiting on check for government, government haven't paid them yet, and like that, and that's the excuse I've been getting. I know when you get a contract of that nature, you have to be a certain standard to get a contract of that nature. So my issue is not whether government pay you. You have a responsibility to find the funds to pay it. All our local contractors do that. But there is a trend which seems to be happening through our foreign contractors, that when they come, they utilize us to work, but yet still to get the money becomes a burden. And I think this time along, I think it's overbearing.
Enough is enough.
It's overbearing. And the decision by the president of our association to stop the operation, to choke the operation, to be able to get us what is due to us, and to get us a condition favorable for working.
Well, you said earlier, I heard you talking to your truckers, you said that you're determined at this time not to move until something is done.
Matt Kalai, let me tell you that. My honest opinion, the way we feel now, somebody is benefiting from our misery. It's not the banks, it's not our families, it's not ourselves. Somebody is benefiting from our misery. And that misery is creating a problem for us. And I think I speak here for all the truckers who are here, those who did not come, those who cannot come, for whatever reason, I speak now for all of them. It makes no sense to reach that far and turn back. We have to get it right. And as I did earlier, I show the various of the, my identity. I am a Dominican. I will always be a Dominican. I'm not imported. Every one of us here, none of us have no additional citizenship. We have to fight to get to work on a government project that is a loan. We have to fight to get paid. Does that make sense? So somebody is benefiting from our misery. And I think it is unfair to us to have it to continue to go on. I cannot do it alone. Because the effect on us is not just us. The effect is the shops, our school fees, and most of us have children at college. And we don't need a handout. If we put out ourselves to work, why can't we get paid? Why can't we get paid? A lot of us are owing the gas stations.
The bank.
We are owing the banks. The banks have called. The banks have asked some of us to repossess trucks. We cannot do it because it's embarrassing for everybody. Why should we sit? $250,000 has been owed to us and make no effort to get it. At this moment, I've lost confidence that the government can assist us. I figure it's uplift to us. If they're willing to assist us, I will appreciate it. But from previous positions, I've recognized that the government is unable to assist us.
And people have referred to truckers in the past as being soft.
What is soft?